The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Town Matters on WWER. Town Matters is here to inform Colonial Beach residents about issues you're concerned with from as close to the source as we can get. If you're on social media, you know that it's full of people talking about issues and events around town. It is rife with opinions about what's wrong about the way things were done, and it's full of misinformation. Like any form of gossip or retelling of stories, sometimes facts get misconstrued or completely changed. Our goal here is to find out the real story of what's going on straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And sometimes, to quote the venerable Paul Harvey, to get the rest of the story. Here in Colonial Beach, the town is pretty much all abuzz, I think, about the Dodson project of redevelopment that's going to be happening over the next few years. With me today on Town Matters is Duke Dodson, the man behind the project, and Eric Nelson of Coldwell Banker Elite Realty. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Ted. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted.
I'll start our conversation, I guess, by talking about how you're doing the project overall. In other words, we've heard about four phases and different things happening in each of those phases. Do you want to kind of walk us through what happens when?
Sure. So we laid it out in four phases from a timing standpoint, and phase one and two, for the most part, have been compressed to be on roughly the same timeline. So phase one being the 35 townhouses at Douglas and Wilder, and phase two being the three buildings at the corner of Irving and Hawthorne. As of now, the schedule is still on track, meaning we should close on those two phases in April of 2021. And in year one, we would build roughly 14 of the 35 townhouses starting in April, concluding in late 2021. And then the remainder of the townhouses would be built about 6 months later. So they would finish in, let's call it, summer of 2022. We're separating those into two phases because of the floodplain issue. So at Douglas and Wilder, the elevated portion of the lot is not in a floodplain, and the lower portion is in a floodplain. There's a process we're going through now with our civil engineer so that our lender and everyone will be okay with us building on the lower portion. And so that's going to take roughly 9 months from now to work through. So that's why we're building the townhouses in two phases.
What do you have to do? I mean, are you doing something with the land to mitigate the flood issue?
Step one is FEMA's floodplain maps are roughly 50 years old, and step one is to ask them to look at it again, and is it really in a floodplain? If they say no, then we're fine. If they say yes, it is in a floodplain, then yes, we'll have to do some site work. Part of it is how we drain water from the site, and part of it is moving dirt from maybe from the upper portion down to the lower portion to elevate the lower portion.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you said all of this, you close in April, which means you actually acquire the property, the land.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. So you can't do anything till then.
Correct. So what we're doing now is due diligence. So we had to get surveys done, soil tests, geotech. So you've probably seen the machines out here boring holes in all the parcels. So we're going through all of that now, environmental phase one and on all the sites. So that will tell us, you know, what the soil is like, exactly where the parcel lines are, and all that information will then go back to our architect to decide exactly how the townhouse site will be laid out and designed.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, and you, I guess you're also looking for gotchas.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Quite honestly.
Yeah. Gotchas. And, you know, whether it's environmental or the soil, you know, the soil usually doesn't mean you can't do it. It usually means you may have to build the foundations a little different or something like that.
Hmm. And these townhouses are going to, they're not going to have basements or anything like that.
They won't be below ground basements. You'll walk, it'll be three-story townhouses, and you'll walk in, you know, at grade for the first level.
Right. And then I noticed that I've looked at some of the drawings of what they could look like, I guess, mm-hmm. at this point. They have rooftop balconies or rooftop decks on them.
Yes.
Are those going to actually give people a view of the river?
Yeah, so from the upper portion, the rooftop deck will be an option for the townhouses. Most will probably have it. I would say 50 to 75% of the townhouses will have that rooftop deck. From the upper part of the parcel, you can see the bay and the river. From the lower part, you should be able to see the river. And we got a drone up there and at that height to determine that.
That's how you did. I was going to ask you, did you get in a bucket truck or what did you do?
We just took Eric's word for it. No, yeah, we have drone footage where it went up to that level and it looked in all directions.
And speaking of Eric, so once these townhouses start getting built and ready to sell, is Eric involved in that?
Yes, Eric, the greatest realtor in Westmoreland County. We would love to have him sell those houses for us, sure.
Yeah, and there's been a tremendous amount of interest already, and we've been fielding questions, quite a few questions already about when they're coming and how much they're going to be and how tall the ceilings are and all sorts of other options like that.
You're getting inquiries now?
Yes, I am. Pretty frequently, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
And I have... one couple that's really insistent that they want to be in the ground level of the condos, which is phase three, and you know, have very ambitious plans for what they want in that condo, and so we'll have to work through that with Duke.
Okay, I guess that brings up the other phases in this whole thing. So phase one, you're doing the townhouses. Phase two, I guess, is the building we're sitting in now, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce building, the bank building, and the school board building are phase two. Those will all be historic renovations. Joyce Reimer at Downtown Colonial Beach and others have been working hard to get the downtown of Colonial Beach noted as a historic district for DHR, which is the Department of Historic Resources. And why that's important is because developers like us can get tax incentives to renovate these buildings and restore them back to their original beauty. When you've had these older buildings that have great architecture, great bones, a lot of times they need a lot of work. Without the tax incentives, usually developers are incentivized to either tear them down or to gut them and do whatever you want with them, because that's cheaper than restoring them. And the restoring takes more time, more energy, more consultants, more pricier architects, building materials, all that's more expensive. And so the tax breaks associated with it make it feasible for people like us to renovate these buildings and make them look like they did 100 years ago, which is pretty cool. This program has been in most cities in the country. You know, Richmond's had it for 30 years. We've done, you know, a dozen or so historic projects in Richmond, and it's really cool to see these buildings come back to life.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who will be happy to have heard you say that, because mm-hmm. I do know that there is a lot of concern from people of, you know, well, what's it going to look like, you know, and is it going to destroy the feel of Colonial Beach? I mean, there's definitely a lot of concern about that. And sure. So you're doing it the hard way by renovating, but it's, I think, what people want, and it's nice to hear to say you say that it's what you want. Mm-hmm. But obviously, financially, you've got to look for whatever benefits you can get to make that happen and make it feasible for you. So sure. Hopefully those tax benefits will work out for you, I guess.
Yeah, I think it, you know, buildings were built in a better looking fashion 100 years ago than they were today. And the reason why, it's cheaper to do it a different way today. And so it's almost impossible to build something like the bank building, for example, today.
A great example, because that building is really cool looking.
It is.
And it would be a shame to see it go.
Yeah, we were like, it's one of the most iconic buildings in town. And I think a lot of people, whenever you look at whether it's town websites or the little things in your four little wooden things in your house, like the bank building is one of the four things that people can identify with the downtown of Colonial Beach. So we're really excited to bring that one back to life.
Are you going to keep the vault?
I think we'll have to. And B, I think it'll be a cool architectural detail for whatever, you know, business or tenant occupies that space.
Right. And I guess you've already sort of bandied about ideas of who might be in there. I heard that a brewery might be, for example, because you had that idea. Is that still in mind, or?
We would love to have a brewery there. We've shown it to one group out of town. We are keeping options open. We don't even have officially on the market yet. We probably will in about 30 days. We'll actually have a sign up and start advertising. Right now, we're just talking to some relationships that we have in Richmond and Fredericksburg and Northern Virginia, and some people are interested. And I think it would make a great brewery. I'm not limited to just that use, but we've had some restaurant folks in there look at it, and from a layout standpoint, it makes it. It makes a restaurant difficult, not impossible, but difficult. And I think a brewery could be a better use.
And you mentioned you've got businesses that you have relationships with already. So a lot of, I guess, these businesses are Richmond-based that you already have dealings with that I guess might want to open a second location that's not too far from their home, but someplace they can get to in an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think a lot of businesses, like small businesses that are set up in Richmond or D.C. or Northern Virginia, Fredericksburg, looking for second and third locations, I think are great candidates because they might have some brand identity with those companies already. If you live in Richmond and you say like this beer in Richmond and you can come here, maybe that excites you as a tourist or as a you know, second home citizen, you might like that. We're not limited to just the folks we know. We're going to put on the market. We're going to entertain a lot of folks and get the, you know, any building we do, we look for what's the highest and best use of that building. Like what's the best thing that building can be? And so we'll consider a lot of options.
Hmm. Okay. And then right on the heels of that, I guess, is phase three, where you're going to build waterfront condos?
Correct. So phase three will be a three-story building. The first level will be around 10,000 square foot of retail space facing the boardwalk, facing the beach.
So it's right on the boardwalk we're Correct. Talking about mm-hmm. here. And this, if I remember correctly, this is between where we are now, Hawthorne Street, and going north toward High Tides.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And so Eric will be listing the condos for us there on the second and third floor. Those will be mostly two-bedroom, two-bath condos. On the ground level retail, we're targeting hopefully a restaurant on both ends and something in the middle, like coffee, ice cream, something to that effect. We want retail that A, people from the beach could walk up and utilize, but also maybe that will attract, you know, if you have High Tides and two or three other restaurants in that general vicinity, we envisioned at a spot where people might boat from other areas, park their boat, maybe have a water taxi that brings you into to the beach so you can visit multiple spots while you're here.
Hmm. And then phase four, hotel.
Correct. Yep. So we just actually, Eric's chatting with the guy today, and I chatted with the consultant today. We're bringing a hotel consultant in called RevPAR International. They're based out of Northern Virginia. RevPAR, what they will do is they'll look at the hotel site. They'll do a lot of due diligence around town. And they'll do a market study for us. And that market study will tell us how many rooms the hotel should be, the approximate price point. Should we have a national branded hotel like Marriott and Hilton has these boutique brands like Hilton Tapestry or Hilton Curio, for example.
I'm familiar.
And they'll tell us, hey, it makes sense to team up with one of them to do a boutique hotel in that regard, or it might make sense to do an off-brand hotel. We're picturing the hotel at this point, we're thinking 35 to 55 rooms, somewhere in that range. This consultant will tell us exactly how many we should build there, how many we can handle. I'm taking things into consideration such as what's around it, parking, local competition, et cetera. We think the hotel is going to help the area. We have a lot of great hotel, motel, Airbnbs around town, like the Riverview Inn, like River Edge, like Eric's Airbnb. And so we think this will be a great complement to that, having more places where people can come and stay and bring people here more often and support the retail that's going to be around it.
Do you think that it's possible that consultant might say, well, actually, we don't need a hotel here? Or
sure, I think anything's possible. And that's why we're spending the money on the market study for him to tell us exactly that, you know, do it or not do it. I think there's probably a 10% chance he says, no, don't do it. And there's a 90% chance he says, do it within these parameters. Right. But I mean, that's good information to know, whether it's us or the town, to know that the town can or can't support a hotel. I think we'll find out that it will. But maybe they tell us it should be bigger. Maybe they tell us it should be smaller than what we're thinking, but that's why you pay the professionals that know what they're doing to give us really good guidance. Cause the last thing we want, or the town wants, is to build a hotel that fails or build a hotel that's too big or too small.
Right. Right. Is there a plan B if you decide not to do a hotel there?
Yeah, I think the plan B there, based on how phase one and phase three go with the townhouses and condos, I think you could build more, housing, maybe with retail on the ground level and housing above, like condos or townhouses. And I don't think apartments are outside the realm of possibility. I don't think that's the best site for true like 12-month leases apartments. I think it's more folks that like live near the town now that want to have a second home near the water or have a first home near the water. But yeah, I think hotel is, I'm 90% sure that's what it will be. But, you know, again, in real estate development, you have a plan, but you have to be ready to adjust the plan based on what the world really tells you. And so I think that market study will help us figure that out.
Yeah. And I mean, I agree with you that you know, there are enough people who come to Colonial Beach looking for a place to stay that there's probably enough business for that hotel to succeed.
Duke was talking about how he wants to restore the character of these buildings here on Hawthorne and Irving. But also, I don't think you just mentioned that the character of the townhouses and of the condos and even of the hotel They're trying very, very hard. Dotson Group is trying very, very hard to make sure that they are compatible and consistent with the character of the town. So they're taking architectural elements that they've discovered in other properties around town and trying to make sure that they are, that the, these properties, that these buildings fit as much into the town character as they can possibly make. And I don't know if you want to expand on that, but I think that's really important for folks to know.
Sure. I think you said it well, and I think the first thing our architect did when he got into town was drive around town, took pictures of the notable properties in town. A lot of them have Victorian elements. Most architects will tell you, you don't want to build something today new that looks like it was built 100 years ago. You want to build something of this time is the phrase my architect always uses, but you want to pay homage by bringing some elements of what's already there. And so I think the townhouses and the condos, to Eric's point, will have some Victorian elements, will have some modern elements, and I think they will fit in nicely with the town.
Yeah, I guess you don't really want something that looks like somebody just dropped it in and it looks nothing like anything else, like a prefab that just doesn't belong there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
We already have those in town. And we don't need any more.
We do have quite a mishmash of architecture here and real estate, don't we?
But honestly, what we've just been talking about is really one of the things that excites me the most about this project for this town is that they do not want to change the character of the town. They really want to just enhance the character of the town.
Which is great. Yeah. So in terms of what you're doing right now, this is all due diligence time and making sure that everything is what you expect it to be, I suppose, in mm-hmm. terms of the condition of the land and the floodplains and all of those things we're talking about. And I stumbled upon a website. I guess you guys now have a website that you've created to let people know kind of where you are in the process and what's going on. I found it at cbvadev.com. So is that your website?
Correct. Yeah, we created that once the land was under contract. We knew there's so many people that have so many questions, and so we felt that's the best way to kind of showcase where we are, what's coming next. At the bottom of the page, you can scroll down and put your name and email address and kind of why you're interested. It goes to myself, it goes to Eric and some others. So we monitor what questions people are asking. We'll respond to them. We'll put them on our monthly email list so that they get a newsletter each month or each quarter, depending on timing of what's happening, what's coming and when. And so people want all this information and understand it. And so we will release it as we know it to folks so they can kind of stay abreast of what's going on.
I signed up this morning.
Then you should get something here in the coming weeks.
And in addition to all that, are you planning on having an office here in town while you're doing all this?
We are. So we are going to renovate the school board building into what's called a co-working space. And some people will know what that means. Some might not know what that means. In Richmond, I'm a partner on a co-working space concept called Gather. And Gather has 7 locations in Richmond and Tidewater, Hampton Roads area. A co-working space is a large office building in Richmond, for example, that we break down into smaller offices, smaller workspaces. So you might have the Chamber of Commerce building you're sitting in now is a kind of a more or less a co-working space, right? You're working here, some other folks work here. So we will have a formal co-working space next door there. So Dotson Property Management and Dotson Development, we each have an office here in that building and we'll share it with other people. So we'll renovate the building into co-working space that has offices, conference room, a shared kitchen, bathroom, coffee, all that good stuff, Wi-Fi. And it's plug and play, meaning maybe you have a business here or maybe you have a second home here and you want to get out of your house sometimes to get some work done, you might rent an office in the co-working space. What's nice about it is that it brings different people and businesses together, and that's when relationships form and ideas get exchanged, and it's a great place to just collaborate with other folks. But also it's plug and play, meaning you can literally walk in the door and have an office ready for you, meaning we'll have furniture, Wi-Fi, utilities, coffee, bathroom, kitchen, conference room, all ready for you. And they're flexible lease terms. So you can rent, an office for a month or for a year or anything in between.
Could I also add to that as far as the sales of the condos and the townhouses, at least for some period of time, Coldwell Banker Lee, the company that I work for, will have some sales office component for the project. We will have, for example, it'll be a place where you can get you can choose your finishes and things like that as the condos and townhouses are being built. And then I think you'll probably have another sales office after that Is that right?
Yeah, the plan now, like Eric said, is to have the initial sales office be out of Coldwell Banker so people can pick up countertops, cabinets, things like that. And then once the first sub phase 1A, we call it, gets built, one of those townhouses will be a model unit, and then we'll move sales office over there. And so that's where you'll come and see what a unit looks like and decide if you want to be part of the kind of second phase of those townhouses.
What's next?
So the surveys were done recently, and we'll get the results of the surveys back within a week. And that boundary, knowing the exact boundary line of the property of phase one, will then allow us to finalize the site plan. And the site plan means where the townhouses are, where the pool is, everything, right? The parking lot, et cetera. So from there, we have the floor plans, I would say 90-95% complete. Once the survey and site plan are complete, we'll then, within 60 days or less, be able to present kind of to the market. Eric will actually be able to list and actually take an offer, for example, on the townhouses. We got some people chomping at the bit to buy the first couple ones, and
that's a good position to be in, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Well, you know,
it's a little stressful.
Eric gets lots of calls, and we, you know, obviously we want to give people information, but at the same time, we don't want to give people information and then have to say, "Oh, oops, this changed," right? So, 60 days or less, we'll have that. We'll be ready to give that to Eric to say, "Hey, we can actually sell these things now." But you know, we've been using this time to not only do due diligence, but talk to Eric, talk to potential buyers, and talk to people in the town about what they would want the townhouses to look like. Feel like the layouts, the views, all that are very important. And so we're just being very careful to get those right.
Yeah. You'll have a basic layout for the floor, for the townhouses. And you mentioned that the rooftop thing mm-hmm. will be an option. Will there be a lot of options that people can customize them a lot?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a lot, but I'd say some. We don't want to overwhelm people with options, and that can cause people some stress. But there are some options. For example, on the ground level of most of the townhouses or all the townhouses, you're going to have a carport, but an option would be to upgrade that to a garage. You're going to have a storage unit behind the a storage unit behind the garage that most people would use to store a golf cart. We will do that, for example. But if you don't want the golf cart storage, then you can make the bonus room downstairs a little bit bigger to make that a larger bonus room. And so there's options like that I think people will enjoy kind of picking through. The rooftop deck, there might be an option to do a larger rooftop deck, for example. We'll have a pretty decent size one, but if you want it to be bigger, you could do that. So there will be some options to pick from.
So, and all these floor plans and ideas are going to come out in, you said, 60 days?
Should be 60 days ish. Or less, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So call it February, yeah.
Okay. We've covered a lot of ground, but I'm sure there'll be more that comes up over time, and hopefully we can do more of these interviews as your project progresses. Is there anything from you that I haven't asked you that you kind of want people to know?
You know, like we said on Cher's Facebook Live the other day, we love questions and we love feedback. We read all the message boards out there on Facebook. This town seems to have a lot of them, which is great, but we read them all because we want to hear what people are clamoring for, what they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like. And so I would say keep that up. The online chatter, we read it all, and that's very helpful to us. You sign up for our newsletter and leave us a note, leave us comments about why you're signing up, what questions you have. And you know, some folks just want to be on the email list. We add them to, you know, the email list. Some have real specific questions, and we try to reach back out with those answers. So I would say continue the dialogue, continue the conversation. It's been great so far.
Dealing with all of that, all that social media and all those emails, that sounds like a full-time job by itself.
It can be. Yeah, it definitely can be. But that's what I do when I'm, you know, laying in bed at night before I go to bed. I'll read stuff for 30 minutes. So, I try not to let it stress me out. I try to take it for what it is, which is questions and feedback, and that's all that's helpful.
So you probably know better than I do. How the town is sort of receiving all of this. Do you feel that it's positive?
Yeah, I think in any project this, you're going to have some positive and some negative, right? And so I think that's normal, and we expect that. So, but I think for the most part, most of the feedback has been positive. And even from the negative, we can learn from it, right? We can learn what people are truly scared of. And some of the negative, they don't know. They don't have information. They don't understand what's happening.
So what are some of those negatives or those things that you think people need to know that they don't?
I think the comment about we don't want to change the quaint nature of Colonial Beach, and the answer is we don't either, right? We're not building 12-story buildings on the water. We're building 3-story buildings right next to an existing 4- and 5-story building. So we're not.
Yeah, you're actually going to be smaller than the other condos that are already there.
Correct. So yeah, the quaint downtown nature is really something I enjoy. I think what, you know, what people don't understand is there are pieces of dirt currently that aren't making the town any money, and a piece of dirt isn't an amenity for a town. But if we can fill that dirt with the built environment that makes everyone's lives richer because of it, then I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, any land that, I mean, from the town's perspective, I suppose, any land that's developed means they get more tax money because now they can tax the building. Mm-hmm. And then that also means water and sewer, which is, you know, income to the town, essentially. I mean, that is a break even. They can't make money on that.
But they'd make money on the tap fees. So yeah, we'll pay a tap fee per condo and per townhouse. And that's significant to the town. So they get the money from selling the land. They get the money from the tap fees, and then they get the ongoing real estate taxes. So all of that, I think, will help the town.
Well, the water specifically, they're not allowed to make money on that.
I guess it might be helpful to talk about what these things are going to cost.
Sure. Sure. So the townhouses will have a range because of the options, right? But the base price will be in the mid-300s. Still fine-tuning that, so we don't want to give a specific number, but that's what we've been saying from the beginning, is mid-300s. Again, that's a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, 2,000-square-foot townhouse.
With the potential for a fourth bedroom.
Yeah. And so the downstairs, we're calling it a bonus room. One of the options will be converted to a fourth bedroom, which means you're adding a door and adding a closet to make it a fourth bedroom. And so again, those will be in the mid-300s. The condos are going to be 11 to 1150 square feet, two bedroom, two bath, and those will be in the mid-200s.
And you've already got people ready to buy.
We do, yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, and Eric knows this, nothing is official until someone signs a contract and pays the money, right? But
based on then, sometimes not.
True, that's true. But yes, we have a growing list of people that are interested. We've got some folks that, you know, we're very confident will buy. I've got some friends and family that will participate in the first phase and buy a townhouse near us, and we're excited about that. But we're also excited about meeting the other folks that choose to do that.
And I've been told that you're going to occupy one of them part time.
Yep. And to clear up one thing, we're not moving to Colonial Beach. We live in Richmond. My kids go to school in Richmond. We're still going to live there, but we'll have a second home in the townhouse community,
like many of us do.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And so we'll be here a lot, but we'll officially live in Richmond still. Yeah.
Right. And you're spending a lot of time here already, aren't you? I mean, you're here today. How often are you coming to Colonial Beach right now?
Yeah, we're pretty much doing one day a week, and we're planning, kind of scheduling all of our meetings in that one day. Mm-hmm. And so today we're up here. We have seven meetings today with various folks. And so we're trying to do that once. Sometimes we skip a week, but usually it's once a week.
And then I guess as things progress, it'll get more frequent for a while. And then,
yeah, when we started this whole process, I was hoping we could move faster and have the townhouses ready by spring or summer of 2021 so we could move into the townhouse and be here next mm-hmm. summer. Obviously, the first townhouses won't be ready until probably October or November, and so we are going to rent a house in Colonial Beach all of next summer. So my family and I will be here most of next summer.
Okay. Eric, did you have anything to add?
No, I'm so glad we're doing this interview, though, because there is some concern and some misinformation out there, and that's exactly what this program is supposed to do, is to sort of clarify things. And personally, I'm very excited for this project. I think it's going to be a great boost for Colonial Beach in many ways, and I'm really looking forward to it and thrilled to be part of it.
Great. Eric Nelson of Coldwell Banker Elite Realty and Duke Dotson of Dotson Development, Dotson Property Management, and I guess those are your two main companies.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on WWER today.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Ted. Appreciate it.
If you want to know more about the Dotson Development Project, you can get on their email list and check out their website at cbvadev.com. That's cbvadev.com.